first class or was it first class?
First class.
Yeah, class. Okay. Would you ever use the word, if you didn't have a built-in closet and you needed a piece of furniture to keep the clothes in, what would you call that piece of furniture? Yeah, let's say you didn't have a closet and you had to have a piece of furniture to keep your clothes in. What would you call it?
Drawer. Chest of drawers.
Okay, chest of drawers. Would you, have you ever heard the word armoire or wardrobe?
No.
Okay.
No.
What about the room at the top of the house just under the roof? Do you have a name for that? Any language?
Attic.
Okay. Attic?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The room your mother cooks in.
The kitchen.
Okay. Now, what is the little room off the kitchen, if you have one in your home, which I think you indicated you did already. Well, no, I guess you did put it. Yeah. Where do you keep canned goods and extra dishes and so on?
It's the pantry.
Okay. Now, would your mother call it the pantry?
No, she would probably call it the cupboard.
Yeah. You don't like to use cupboard?
No,
you think it sounds
like too many years back.
Oh, so you don't like to use that kind of language. Okay. What do you call a lot of old worthless things you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Okay. Any other room for it? Any other name for it?
No.
Do you have a special room in your house? You don't seem to have one locked anywhere where you keep things you need to throw away or things you don't want anymore.
In the basement.
You just keep them in the basement, uh-huh. So you wouldn't have a special room for them or anything like that. Okay, speaking of daily housework, what does a woman do when she sweeps the floor? What's she doing?
She's cleaning the floor.
Okay, she's cleaning the floor. Would you say cleaning up? Is that generally, would you say cleaning up the house or something like that?
Uh-huh.
What do you sweep with? Not the vacuum cleaner. What do you sweep with if you just like sweeping a hardwood floor?
The broom.
Okay. Where do you keep the broom usually?
In a closet, kind of like behind the refrigerator.
Okay. That's where you keep it. That's where your mother keeps it. Yeah.
Grooms and mops and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now you may not know this, and if you don't, feel free to say so. But years ago, on Monday, women usually did their
laundry.
Okay. Would you have a general term for washing and ironing together, or would you say separate?
Washing and ironing.
Okay, washing and ironing. How do you get from the first floor? I noticed you've got on this diagram here. How do you get from the first floor of your house, if you've just drawn here, to the second floor?
The stairs.
Okay. And, if you were describing the outside stairs, would it be the same word in your language as the word?
Steps.
Okay, you'd use steps, yeah. Okay. What would you call some part of the house built outside the door to walk and put chairs on?
Terrace.
You call it a terrace, okay.
Uh-huh.
What if it were going to be screened in?
It would be a porch.
Okay, you call it a porch. Now, what is a terrace would be, not necessarily with the roof on it, a terrace might just
uh-huh.
be out in the backyard, you
know? Uh-huh. Or just outside the door that's built up off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And would the terrace be the same as a patio to your way? Or would it be different?
No, I think a patio is just something flat that's on the ground. And
yeah.
Has furniture or whatever, and a terrace is like has railing and
okay.
All that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. Now, can you have a porch on more than one floor, do you think? In other words, have a porch on the first floor and then a porch on the second floor too?
No.
You wouldn't think so?
No.
So, you know, okay. You wouldn't have a special name for it then?